With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A large explosion rocked an area of Iran's capital city today, where thousands were gathered for an annual state-organized rally to support the Palestinians and call for Israel's destruction. Israel had warned earlier today it would operate in that area. In central Tehran, there were no immediate reports of casualties. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says conflict in Iran differs from past actions in Iraq and Afghanistan, where the mission seemed to transform time and time again.
We're taking the opposite approach here and saying we've defined these objectives. We're pursuing those objectives. The president has his hand on the throttle and will decide ultimately when they've been reached that serve the purposes of the United States of America, American interests.
Hegseth spoke to reporters today at the Pentagon. He was joined by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Dan Kane. U.S. economic growth wasn't as robust at the end of last year as first thought.
The Commerce Department has revised downward the fourth quarter GDP to a sluggish 0.7%. That's half the growth of the initial estimate and down sharply from the strong economic performance in last year's second and third quarters. The government also reported that January's core inflation was 3.1%.
Heat waves can be harmful to our health, and that's true right now in Los Angeles.
Well, heat can do a lot more than make you sweat. It can make you sick and in serious cases even die.
That's Dr. Christopher Dahl, Deputy Health Officer for the County of Riverside Public Health Department.
Make sure you're hydrated. Wear light colored clothing and loose fitting clothing and limit outdoor activities.
Another heat wave, probably a record breaking heat wave, sets up early next week. Keeping their eyes on that.
Meteorologist Andrew Rourke with the National Weather Service says the heat wave continues.
People planning outdoor activities really need to think about their plans.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
This is SRN News. Those living in the southern part of this country appear to be the most religious. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to the latest data from the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who live in the southeastern portion of the country have a religious affiliation. That's the highest percentage of any region. However, the Pew study also reveals that while Southerners care about faith more than anybody else, they care about it less than they used to. By all metrics, people from the South are significantly less religious now than they were 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug use is spiraling out of control in Cuba, and the Christian community is fighting back there. The Alcance Victoria Cuba Church provided therapy to approximately 50 addicted young people and their families last year. Today, more than a dozen individuals attend sessions regularly. The pastor there says that they are not called to sit idly by in the face of such a crisis. This is SRN News. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky is calling the easing of sanctions on Russian oil not the right move.
At a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the US 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the Iran war is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than four-year-old invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky adds this easing along by the US could provide Russia with about $10 billion for the war. This certainly does not help peace. I believe that lifting sanctions will, in any case, lead to a strengthening of Russia's position. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Is Iran's war effort running out of money? Satellite imagery suggests reduced shipping activity at Iran's Asalia gas and petrochemical complex. That's raising concerns about the regime's cash flow and its ability to pay its Revolutionary Guard Corps. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.